All right, it's the Late Friday podcast. And what are we going to go over? Most likely underdog outright winners, so most likely upset wins for, you know, our round robins, although we're getting a little late in the season for that. And, of course, we are going to discuss where is College Game Day going for week number 7.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man, a superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, let's start it off. Let's do our round robin. Let's talk about the upset picks for week 6. Of course, this will be a late video. Not very much time for you guys to see this, but it's here in case you want it. So let's go ahead and bring it on up. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for this. Our week 6 projected win probabilities based on 5 factors plus talent. And I'll go ahead and tell you the games that I am taking because you can see it right here on your screen. Texas Tech plus 205. All right, so Texas Tech over here, they've got a 37% win expectancy, implied probability at the sports books. And I've got them with a 50.71% chance to win the game outright against Arizona. Texas Tech's pretty good. Arizona looked good against Utah. That was with a backup quarterback, et cetera, coming off of a bye. But then the week after playing Utah, they get to play Texas Tech. So give me Texas Tech plus 205 there. Duke plus 280. Duke is at Georgia Tech this weekend. And coming off a rivalry game, obviously Georgia Tech's coming off of a bye. There's a reason why Georgia Tech is favored here, but Georgia Tech historically has not been very good as a home favorite. The sportsbooks have Georgia Tech with an implied probability over 74%. I've got them at a 41.84% probability, which means Duke almost 60% based on 5 factors plus talent. Duke is pretty well coached. They're not great. The offense certainly is not great, but the defense is. So give me Duke there, plus 280. Florida, plus 106 against UCF. Now, my Florida number here is not ideal. Where is my Florida number? How bananas is that? I thought it was a night game. There we go. Okay, so sportsbooks have it about the same that I do. I have got Florida with a 48.41% chance to win the game outright. I feel like UCF, the talent difference going up against Florida in a coming off of a bye week, et cetera, I just kind of feel like Florida's going to get this done. And I'll tell you, if they lose to UCF at home after losing to Miami the way they did and to A&M the way they did, I would not want to be Billy Napier on Sunday morning. I'll tell you that. So Florida plus 106 is the best number I can get there. Rutgers plus 220. Rutgers is an underdog of about a touchdown at, there it is right there, at Nebraska. And sportsbooks have Nebraska with over a 70% implied probability to win the game. I've got Rutgers at 55% based on 5 factors plus talent. Another thing to pay attention to here, it's supposed to be windy in Lincoln on Saturday. That's going to affect Nebraska's passing offense a whole lot more than it's going to affect Rutgers. Manungai is the running back. I think Rutgers could do some good things. So pay attention to that one. Rutgers plus 220. And then the last one here, let's take it on up. And I got to tell you, I don't feel great about this one, but I'm going to take South Carolina. South Carolina plus 270 at home. That Ole Miss offensive line did not look good last week. And, yeah, I mean, it basically took a miracle for Kentucky to be able to beat Ole Miss last week. But I don't think it would take a miracle here. So I'm looking at this, you know, I've got Ole Miss with a 53.3% chance to win the game outright. That feels pretty good, basically a coin flip with South Carolina. So I will take the South Kakalaka on that one. Also, earlier this week, I've given out Michigan plus 2.5 and Missouri plus 2.5. You can get Missouri plus 115, Michigan plus 105. I think both of those are going to win outright at Washington, at Texas A&M. I think those two are the better teams. But we'll see. We will certainly see. As far as my numbers on those, I've got Michigan with a 60% chance to win the game outright, 60.82% chance to win that game outright. And Missouri, I've got a 54.9% chance to win the game outright. So I think, I feel like those two teams are just the better teams overall. That's the way I feel about that. All right, let's get over to, where is College game day going for week number 7? That's the question, right? That's what we want to know. Where is College game day going? And I think that this week gave you an idea of the two games that they are looking to pinpoint for next week. Because they're already on the West Coast. All their gear is already over there. They're at Cal. That was a game that I did not expect. And the reason that I did not pick Cal and Miami last week is because Cal just came off of losing to Florida State. How often have you seen College game day go to a school who lost in their last game? It never happens. But there weren't a lot of good options this week, so I get it. So when you start looking at where they might be going, first off, this is going to tell us a lot, right? Every game that they have done up to this point, aside from week 2 when they went to Michigan, every one of them has been a game that's been on their network. It's been a game that is considered their property. Are they going to do the same thing this week? Because they do have Red River. They do have Ole Miss going to LSU. They could certainly take game day to one of those spots. That's exactly what Big Noon Kick would do. Big Noon Kick goes to wherever they're broadcasting. ESPN claims that they are going to whatever the biggest game is of the weekend. Okay, so let's see what we got here. Ohio State at Oregon, 6:30 p.m. on NBC. Eugene, Oregon is not too terribly far from Berkeley, California. Let's see, and I'll tell you exactly how far that is. To Berkeley, CA. Berkeley, California is 519 miles from Eugene, Oregon. That's not terrible, especially when you got a week to prep. Now, they could also go from Berkeley to Los Angeles because Penn State and, well, where is it? There we go. Penn State at USC. That is also a massive game. So they could potentially just go, 7 hours down to L.A. from San Francisco? Those appear to be the leaders in the clubhouse. Now, they could also go to Red River. They could go to Ole Miss at LSU. There's not a lot in the early slate, as you're seeing here. So really, we've got like 4 options. You got USC at Penn State. You got Texas at Oklahoma. You got Florida at Tennessee is not going to be the game. they're not going to Knoxville. You got Ohio State at Oregon. You got Ole Miss at LSU. Those are your 4 options for next week. I think they're going to Oregon because I don't think those two teams are going to lose. And if ESPN wants College Game Day to continue to go to the biggest game every week, that's your spot. So highlight that big boy right there. Well, whatever. Ohio State at Oregon, that is going to be your spot. So there you go. All right. Like the video. Do me a favor and subscribe if you haven't. Go to bettingcfb.com. Of course, you can be a member over there. We had several more people sign up on Thursday, and I appreciate you guys. Most certainly. Probably going to put out some more picks on Friday evening, so stay tuned for that as well. With that said, let's go on and get out of here. Make sure you're subscribed on the pod as well. The BetUS College Football Show. We did it Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, not Central time. God's time zone, of course, but Eastern time. But yeah, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern. And of course, Saturday morning, make sure and watch the Closing Lines show on our channel over there. So that should just about do it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.